Further studies may offer an explanation for many who suffer from hyperthyroidism, a condition in which the thyroid gland produces too much of the hormone thyroxine, causing such problems as irregular heartbeat, arrhythmia, heart palpitations, nervousness, anxiety, and irritability, tremors, sweating, increased sensitivity to heat, goiters, sleeping difficulties, thinning of the skin, fatigue, and muscle weakness. It also begs the question of the damage fluoride may be capable of inflicting on a normal thyroid. The team of Dr. Richard L. Shames and his registered nurse wife, Carol Lee, in 2013 changed their attitude regarding fluoridation and the thyroid after noticing the unexplained skyrocketing of thyroid disease and its spin-off epidemics of fatigue, depression, anxiety, infertility, and obesity. The Shameses discovered a lengthy list of reports in medical journals from around the world regarding the harmful effects of fluoride. They also learned that prior to the advent of such thyroid treatment drugs as tapazole, fluoride was used by the medical profession to slow overactive thyroid conditions. Every medicine has a good action, called the benefit, and other less desirable actions called side effects. In hindsight, it did seem odd that fluoridated water was the only substance ever discovered that had a great benefit with no side effects at all. Once we thought about it carefully, it also seemed curious that fluoride was the only medicine ever to be added to public drinking waters. They found, after reviewing hundreds of articles and books, that fluoride could indeed be considered a hormone disruptor. That class of chemicals from many unrelated sources that have the unintended consequence of altering the proper function of important hormones in the body, such as that produced by the thyroid. They wondered if perhaps the low concentration of fluoride in water supplies could help prevent tooth decay without harming the thyroid. They found that the data indicated otherwise.